Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Story Break, the Writer's Room podcast, where three Hollywood professionals have 1 hour to turn a humble idea into a pitch for an awesome movie and a very special holiday-themed episode indeed. I am your jolly host, Freddie Wong.
'Twas the week before Christmas, and all through Rocket Jump, a screenwriter named Will was here to say that he likes to make holiday scripts in a major way.
I like how you morphed that into a real rap.
I don't know if that was
your
a real
face
rap.
Your face was amazing during that. Hi, this is Matthew Arnold, broken man, first and foremost. Writer.
Oh, shut up.
Why are you a broken man, Matt?
I went to Disneyland, guys, and my back feels like I went to Six Flags.
Oh, okay.
I'm just such an old man. I'm so sore. And
Disney on the streets, Six Flags in the sheets.
Yeah. So anyways, I'm stretched out here. My back feels very sore. Ready to go.
This is weird because this is a weird thing to say that I'm glad it's your back, and because I was bracing myself for like a weary rant about like commercialism or something. I went to Disney and I'm just a broken man
because of all the
merchandise.
Dude, Disneyland was great. I bought a Porg. I loved every aspect of Disneyland. It's a lot of fun. Kids were just so happy there. I still think the best thing at two best things about Disneyland. Number one, the best ride is the Jungle Cruise because it's all about who you get. And we had a very good host this time. I love the goofy puns. I love how much fun they have with that cheap ride. And I was there the whole time. The second best part is the kids who get to go up and pretend to be Jedis.
I love that. It's so
like,
good.
Those kids, like, they feel like they're just so happy, and we're just watching them. They have Kylo Ren now, and Kylo Ren eventually just gives up and gets angry and just starts storming around the stage. It's pretty perfect.
Wait, Kylo Ren is in the Jungle Cruise, right?
No, because they also do the Jedi.
The Jedi Academy, which is like
Kids go up
and fight Darth Vader in front of everybody, and then the guy who's Darth Vader is really good at, like, he acts really tough, but then the kids always beat him, mm-hmm. and the kids feel like Jedis in front of, like, everybody.
That's awesome.
And they get lightsabers, and they get, like, sword training techniques
and
they grow up to be pockmarked little weirdos with angry opinions yelling at Ryan Johnson on Twitter.
A lot of people have asked us about our Star Wars take, and we will, in a way, I think, address that. But that's not this week, I'm afraid. This week is a very special week, because this week, it's Christmas week, and
we got a letter from Santa Claus, guys. Do you want me to read it?
Yeah, go ahead and pop that.
I'm going to go ahead and open it up right now.
By the way, Santa, like, I've sent you, like, 20, so it's about time. So here we go.
Dear Matt, Freddie, and Will. Freddie diving in with the ADR, the sound effects of paper rustling after I've started reading
the Eminem album in here.
Yeah, there you go.
Dear Matt, Freddie, and Will, thank you so much for doing Story Break this year. Mrs. Claus and I listen to it every week up here at the North Pole. I know it's a little unusual for Santa Claus to ask, you know, children of the earth for presents, since normally that's my job. But I was wondering if you could find it in your heart to give this old man a special episode of Story Break about me, everyone's favorite fat beard man, Santa Claus. To help you out with this story, I've included three small cubes with this letter. Hold on, guys. I think I see. I'm going to shake the letter a little bit. Some cubes fell out on the table. So I think what Santa Claus wants, let me continue reading the letter here. I hope this letter finds you well. Please do an episode about me, Santa Claus, and use these story cubes to help you out. Yours truly, Sinterklaas, a.k.a. Jolly Old Saint Nick, a.k.a. Santa Claus. Feet, Mrs. Claus.
I like that he did a feet.
It was a collabo letter.
Yeah, collabo letter. Okay, all right. Well, this is what it is. It's Santa Claus. We got to do a Christmas story, everybody. And because, obviously, you know, Santa Claus gave us some cubes, so I think it's time we got to roll these cubes. Now, we've done story cubes in the past. We did a whole episode with just story cubes. What they are they're dice with pictures on them meant to kind of help guide and point your creative process. There's a game that comes around with them. I guess you can find this on Amazon stuff. But we're going to use them to help sort of guide our Santa-related
basically
story.
How it works is you take a handful of these cubes, you roll the bones, and then whatever little pictures come up with, the pictures show up. They're little symbols, like mine's got a moon and a book and...
just roll them and see.
A bridge. No, I'm just explaining the idea to people that might not have heard the last episode. You guys are eagerly tossing the dice around in your hands.
No, I know. That just felt like spoilers to me. I was like, I don't want to know all the possibilities.
Okay. So at any rate, we're going to use the pictures to help us generate a story about Santa Claus. The Santa Claus movie.
As per Santa's request.
All right. On 3, 2, 1.
Got one.
All right, what do we get?
Okay.
All right.
Let's go around.
Right, Matt, let's go. Matt, Freddie, Will. Matt, you start. What did you roll?
A footprint.
Okay, a foot. Perhaps in the thick snow of the North Pole.
A bare footprint, by the way, not like a shoe. It is a barefoot.
Is that a? Oh, I thought you meant of a bear. I was like, that's not a bear's foot.
That's not a bare foot.
No, B A R E, guys.
A naked foot. No shoes.
A sexy nude foot.
I have what appears to be some form of identification. It looks like a card where there's like lines on it.
It looks like it might be a credit card.
It might be a credit card.
Okay, this is already very good.
Okay.
It might be a credit card. I'm just gonna go with a credit card.
I'm just saying Santa's gonna be in a different country and have lost a lot of his stuff.
Yeah.
Like shoes and needs to prove he's Santa.
So we already broke it. We haven't even gotten to the third thing. I've got a little wand with a bunch of stars around it, which
so
to me
literal magic.
Suggests a little bit of Christmas magic.
Okay, that's pretty good.
All right. Matt, let's go down this road that you're talking
and
about.
Real quick, guys, gentlemen, the timer begins.
Can we do so? It's basically
now.
It's Born Identity, but with Santa Claus. Like, it starts with this guy who washes up in a country and he's like, I have no idea who I am.
Yeah. I like that you bring up that there
really
is no
good.
Shoes on his feet. So I feel like Santa, or like Santa's sleigh goes down and he washes up on a beach.
Holy shit!
And he doesn't know he's Santa.
And it's a crisis on Earth because half of Earth didn't get Christmas presents.
He's just in this bar with Franca Potente, and he's like, I know where all the chimneys are in this bar.
I know that
guy's naughty. I know he's nice. I know what that dude wants for Christmas. I know these things? Why am I the way I am?
Him instantly being able to tell somebody's good or bad,
whoa,
like right away.
Oh my god!
As like this is like a sixth sense. Okay, so I'm. He's just Santa. Now, does. Okay.
That was the fastest story break ever.
Well, no, we still got a lot to
go. We still got a lot to go.
Because we got this wand. So, there's a few things we could do that. One, I was like, is that like. Doesn't Jason Bourne have like this little thing in his arm that.
Yes, it's called a gun.
No,
it's called muscles, Matt.
Okay, well, one is.
No,
like
he has an
gun.
Embedded like microchip.
Yeah, like, the wand like the one thing that he also. Like, does he have this in his pocket? He's like, what the hell is this little stick? And he doesn't realize it's a wand. Does he meet somebody who has magic?
I'm so pumped because we already broke it.
Wait,
because you do. Hold on. Because it's literally just going to be Born Identity with Santa Claus.
Yeah,
and then you do like Treadstone is the North Pole.
Yeah.
So you have like the elf agents at Treadstone. They're like, Santa's gone rogue. He's in the wind. We got to track him down. Activate the other agents. Right.
Activate the other.
And then you have
Santas.
Frosty the Snowman and like all these other like wintry. Characters are trying to hunt
him
down.
And this guy, who doesn't know he's Santa at all, is like, what the fuck is this sentient snowman doing chasing me? He's terrified. All these like magical creatures are chasing this guy down. He's wondering who he is.
So if you want to add one more sort of governmental influence or like cops or whatever, one thing I did like is the idea that if he went down mid... Right. This is taking place December 26th, right? This is after Christmas.
You need the ticking clock to be he's got to remember who he is before Christmas.
Oh.
Which actually brings up the big question. Because
the only thing I was proposing was this. Was that if it was happening after
Jeff
Christmas.
Jeff Bezos took him out.
Oh, it's Bezos.
Okay, because we need a bad guy.
Was that he fails to deliver presents to half the world, causing like international crisis. Where it's like Russia's like, the Americans took him down. Our kids didn't get presents. And they're like, this is war.
Well, I think those are the stakes. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And maybe you do have it that like it becomes the 25th and he still hasn't figured out who he is. Because in the end, it's going to be him delivering presents faster than he ever has, Speed Racer style. But yes, because the problem
that's
with...
Can I just throw this Jeff Bezos thing in? Because I think you guys know where I'm going with this.
Yeah, yeah.
But the idea is that Amazon wants to take over Christmas.
Yes.
And they want everyone to buy their Christmas presents on Amazon, right?
Online.
So Santa is riding his sleigh. He's riding around. Yeah. And then these drones show up and take him out. And then he goes down.
Santa Claus. No. It is Santa Claus was invited because he got a cease and desist from Amazon. And he's like, Amazon's like, hey, you can't fly over this airspace anymore. And he's like, that doesn't, he's heading to Amazon HQ for a meeting.
Amazon successfully petitioned the FAA to own Santa's airspace.
Yeah, so he's flying to have a meeting with Jeff Bezos. And because like, why is he using his sleigh before Christmas? Is he's flying to go to a meeting with Jeff Bezos and then his plane goes down or his sleigh goes down. Jeff Bezos took him down.
How brutal is this? An Amazon drone straight up takes out Rudolph.
Oh, maybe you do that. They want the sleigh. because they're like, it's the ultimate delivery machine. Santa has like this warp drive in there that lets him hit every single house. If Amazon had it, it would be game
over. Here's the only problem with this is that now I want Amazon to win because Amazon people deliver stuff faster. I'm like, okay, if I got mid, like, that's pretty good.
Well, that's no, but every villain has a great motivation because you do. Jeff Bezos is like, look at the workers in these factories that
they're
have
collapsing.
To work. Look at the people in the warehouses who have to work on Christmas driving trucks. They're not at home with their family, Santa. If you join forces with me, like we could, Christmas would be better for
it's
everyone.
The Incredibles.
Don't you see it?
It's the Incredibles. Yeah. Jeff Bezos is like, every day can be Christmas. It sounds like if every day is Christmas. No day is special.
No day is Christmas.
No
Bezos.
Day is Christmas. He's like, you can get anything you want, anytime you want. And Santa's like, it's important that you get shit once a year. You can't get shit all the time. Otherwise, we just become the people
in Wall-E. you only get gifts twice a year, once on your birthday and once on Christmas, unless your birthday's right by Christmas, in which case you're combining those
into
one thing.
That's Jeff Bezos' secret dark origin.
Is that he had a birthday around Christmas. Wait, what is Jeff Bezos' actual birthday?
It's on Christmas now. I hate to break this to you, but Jesus wasn't actually born on December 25th either. We can retcon if Catholicism can retcon Jesus' birthday to be in December.
Bezos. Okay, to
we
be
can
fair,
retcon Bezos.
Okay, but to be fair,
January 12th, pretty
January
close.
January 12th is pretty close. Pretty That's good. Within range of getting all your gifts in one spot.
Okay.
I feel like it's 25th.
Yeah, no.
He was born on Christmas Day.
He got half as many presents as everyone else, and now his secret deep dark motive is he wants the whole. He wants more presents.
He wants more presents, but then again, who doesn't?
Yeah.
So that's
what billionaire doesn't.
We're already getting there, which is good. Because the problem with which we kind of already solved, but to kind of go down the Bourne analogy really quickly, the problem with just the North Pole being Treadstone is that you don't want the movie just to be about you. Like, you don't want to be sitting there annoyed and frustrated that Santa. Like, you kind of don't want Bourne necessarily to remember who he is because it's a mixed. Right, it's kind of mixed. It's like it's cool that he'll remember he's a killer, but then he's also a killer. Whereas, like, you just want Santa to remember he's Santa.
Yeah.
So if like you don't want to be like Treadstone, like if he's running away.
Oh, you don't want that to be a victory.
Well, yeah. If you're running away from, if he's terrified of the snowman or reindeers that are chasing after him, you're kind of just like, well, Santa, like just get caught by them, so then you'll remember that you're Santa.
Right.
And then everybody will be happy.
Okay. Yeah. So, we gotta figure this out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
so the quantum part's over.
Just threw a wrench in there.
So the quantum sleigh that he has. Is
okay.
Clearly...
So yes, I like. So okay, just to.
No, I think it's a good bad guy motivation for Jeff.
I like calling him Jeff now.
For Jeff.
Jeff. For Jeff Bezos.
For Jeffy. Jeffy B. Okay.
Jeff B.
So let's just dial in on the inciting incident, like what happens after there. So whether or not I kind of like that he was going to meet Jeff because again it also lets you know what the problem is from the beginning, which
right.
is
yeah, before we deep dive in the woods.
Yeah.
What's Christmas about?
God. No, that's fair.
Christian. What? I just want to like, and again, because I'm also, to me, what makes Bourne work is him and the girl. Like, and who is saying, if we're going to do Amnesia Santa, I'm like, is he on the run with a kid? Like a kid who was on the naughty list and is getting a chance to be nice, like by helping Santa out.
Definitely a kid on the naughty list.
Definitely a kid on the lot. Yeah, exactly. So, I don't know if I can trust you. Why? I don't know. I can just, it's just something about you. Maybe Santa learns that you can't just binarily, divide people into just naughty or nice. Maybe he learns that there's shades of gray in between, you know?
So then everybody gets mediocre gifts because once you accept that, everybody's
you
like,
get
everybody's
a gift,
okay.
You get a gift as good as you were that year. It's no longer coal and exactly what you wanted. It's like this range, it's this spectrum. Like, you got a Huffy bicycle, not a Trek,
not a Schwinn.
Yes, or... What is Christmas about? / What is this movie?
And also, I think
about?
what is Santa like? Right, like because it's one thing to be like, yes, Christmas is turned into crass consumerism that maybe is represented by our Amazon main villain. But then that feels like Santa needs to be antithetical to that in some sense, right? It can't be about like getting gifts and stuff because obviously that's you're putting your claim in the ground saying that that's what Amazon represents and that's what the bad guys represent.
I think there's something. I mean, I was being cute with it, but I think there's something to be said about the like. You even kind of realize it as you get older. I think days. And holidays become a little less special as you get older. Like, for example, like once you start getting disposable income, it's like, your wife will be like, what am I going to get for you? It's like, well, I get.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
The same thing. It's like, what am I going to get for you, honey? And it's like, I don't know. I already bought all the clothes stuff I want because we're adults, so we can just buy what we want. Like, so there's also.
Yeah, and it's like, there's also the like, oh, just make me something, but like, you're an adult now. Like, it's cute when a kid makes you a shitty thing.
Yeah.
But like, if you're an adult, like, and I try to draw something, like, it's just going to be a bad gift.
Or not even, and that might be a little bit privileged because obviously not everybody has disposable income, but even regardless of that, like, holidays also just become the thing that you work up until, and then you usually have responsibilities on the holidays, whether it's, you know, people coming over
and people, by the way, like, and Christmas represents a significant financial burden to a lot of people.
That's true, too.
I saw a poll where something like half of people were like, if we could just skip the gift part of Christmas, that'd be great because my finances are tight.
Yeah, you know? No, I'm sure my parents hated Christmas.
And I should note, by the way, the ability to, like, buy stuff yourself is significantly increased when your tastes don't peak above about $20 for things. When you're like, hey, this $20 thing, I want it, and that's it. That's kind of all I care about.
But I think part of it is that you end up – what I was getting to is, like, again, I think – like, to me personally, I found, like, holidays are not as special to me anymore. Like, I don't really, like – it's, like, usually – it's, like, the day off. And, like, every day just becomes, like, all days just kind of become a blur of what is just, like, my life. So, again, maybe there's something where there's this, like, rule – if I was going to go to commercialism, it's the idea of just, like, making everything perfect, like, maybe takes away the specialness, again, of, like – good days, like Christmas. Like, if you can just get anything you want all the time, like, what's the point of Christmas anymore?
In a way, Amazon has done that, right? Like, the ability to instantly get things delivered to your door in the course
we've literally heard people say, like, getting an Amazon package at your door is like Christmas for yourself.
It is.
I buy so much stuff on Amazon, I don't remember what I ordered, and then packages come at my door, and every day is like Christmas.
Bezos is already doing it.
No, I know that doesn't get to. I'm just spewing.
Okay.
Because is it then just the process of, like, waiting for a gift or, like, anticipation then kind of what differentiates the Amazon experience versus the original OG Christmas experience?
Yeah, but, I mean, guys, Christmas isn't about getting presents. Like, it's about, like, coming together as a family.
Says the guy who clearly didn't get GoldenEye and an N64.
No, I know what you're saying. I'm trying to get to, but we're picking Bezos and Santa. So
I'm thinking about giving
for a moment.
Why does Santa go around giving gifts to people?
Because he believes in meritocracy and thinks that the best people.
Yeah, is it some kind of moralistic reward, isn't it? It's a physical gift. It's a physical good that's basically rewarding you.
And that's all versions of Santa. There's no, like, better version of Santa that meant something else. It was always,
hey, you're a good person, therefore you deserve objects.
Or like a version, well, objects are like, again, original versions were a little bit more like money or help, almost like a Robin Hood of sorts. Like, if you're a good person, you will be justly rewarded, and, like, poor families, you know. Again, I think the original version was literally, like, money. Like, he put gold down the chimneys for, like, the poor people that, you know,
So originally it was kind of a redistribution wealth thing.
I believe so.
It was, like, oranges and chocolate and shit, too,
you get an orange. Like, that was, like, a big deal because that was, like, a present back in the day. You didn't need GoldenEye 64. You have an orange.
Oranges, the original GoldenEye.
It was the Depression, and you were freezing, and you got an orange, and it was a miracle. And it was the first thing that you ate that wasn't dirt.
Filled with coins thrown through the windows. Well, windows didn't have glass way back then. The holes in the walls that are called windows. Consecutive nights. Anyways,
a bag
of gold fell into the stocking.
This is also because I was telling you guys before the show, I watched Elf for the first time, which I may come as some shock to some people listening that this is the first time I've seen Elf. But it got me thinking a little bit about, like, there's always this, like, Santa's workshop always feels weirdly anachronistic, like, in a modern setting.
Yeah, because it's about wood toys and shit.
They're making, like, they have him make Etch-a-Sketches and stuff like that. But I'm like, Santa's not making, like, a Nintendo Switch up there.
Yeah.
And then I'm also like, it just is also the reconciliation of, like, this is a world where Santa does this, just he just delivers presents, and it's also a world where people don't believe in Santa anymore is weird, because I'm like, there are adults in this world, like, they would notice if presents they didn't buy just showed up in their house. So, like, but again, it's kind of one of those things you just go along with, because, like, it's a Christmas movie, whatever, but, like, How do you reconcile Santa with the modern world?
Because I'm less concerned about
North Pole is Foxconn North.
Well, that's the other thing. We know who's fucking making those iPods, and it's not little Keebler elves.
I'm less concerned about his factory has modern tools. It's like when you talk about reconciling,
and nets so the workers don't jump and kill themselves.
Santa is this wealthy plantation owner who has infinite number of slaves that work for nothing but food and board, and then he gives commercial products to people throughout the world that he considers morally appropriate or not. Like, Santa is wild theme.
It's like Bioshock up there,
yeah, and
dude.
The story of Elf, which is always a very Christian kind of like religious fundamentalist story, ultimately, which is like even Elf is ultimately like, it doesn't count if you see Santa and you believe in him. Like, you just have to have faith in him. And if you have faith in him, then Mr. Plantation Owner will bring you presents. So it is a pretty wild story to try to take on very seriously.
I do, just sidebar, I would, our next Christmas, we're doing Bioshock the North Pole as our story break. And it's going to be about this dystopian nightmare you just laid out.
Our next Christmas, we'll just do Millennials Kill Christmas and we just can't have fun with Santa anymore.
Avocados for everyone.
Santa gets tied up in IP litigation because Apple's like, you're just clearly knocking off our products.
Okay.
Weirdly enough, even Santa Claus with Tim Allen has a pretty, I mean, I don't, I, it's been a while for me to give you a sophisticated reading of Santa Claus. But like, at least, like, that feels like it is like anybody could be Santa Claus. Like, it's very Mary Poppins-esque, and like, it's like a kind of, you know, a cynical old man who's, you know, doesn't really care about his family as much as he should and realizes that anybody can essentially become the idea of Santa, which is this Robin Hood-esque, like, moral figure that, you know, gives presents to people. Mm-hmm. So at least, like, that has kind of, like, that gets rid of a little bit of that. It's like a nice, it's essentially Tim Allen learning to be a good person again. So again, you can definitely take the story of Santa and use it in a way to try to tell a good story with a good moral and not approach the more problematic parts of it.
Cool. All right, I'm going to do a side break of a completely different idea, which is a conversation-esque thriller about a kid finding out that Santa Claus is a giant conspiracy.
He's using, like, the talk back, like the talk boy from Home Alone 2 and rewinding the tape. Like, slow down the tape.
It doesn't add up. God.
Here, we do have one element that we have not used, and maybe this can knock a few things loose. Because I think Santa being forgetting he's Santa is not necessarily bad. But let's talk about this wand.
Yeah, well, this is magic. Because we've never put Santa...
We literally have a wand.
It's literal magic.
So, yeah, he's got a magic wand.
That's so weird. I don't know why. I just think of Santa like...
So is it that he has a wand with him? You really want to get rid of that cube.
No. I'm still caught up in the capitalist nightmare Ayn Rand breakdown of everything about Christmas that you just laid on me that I'm trying to process and sort of like shovel back into some rough shape of like an inspiring Christmas story. Like, that's what I'm more or less stuck on right now, Matt.
Well, let's think about Santa. Okay, maybe Santa has been caught up in all the wrong aspects of Christmas.
Okay, I have an idea.
Okay.
Because I'm like, you're like, oh, it's this guy, he's got a beard, he's whatever, like, he's clearly going to find out he's Santa Claus, right?
Yeah.
He's not Santa Claus. He's a Santa Claus robot created by Jeff Bezos.
Holy
just
shit.
Bear with me for a half a second, right?
So he
meets his creator, and then Jeff Bezos is like, you're just a fucking publicity stunt, man. You're just a tool. You're part of the capitalist machine. Santa Claus is a fucking lie, right? He's like, Santa Claus is bullshit. He's just something that I'm using to launch my drone service. You're a marketing gimmick gone wrong. Get back in the program, right? But then you do, he has been inspired by the real story of Santa Claus, this compassionate, kindly man who gives presents to everybody. I'm just turning into Bob from Dimension 404. But you do, he becomes like a real Santa. He becomes a real Santa Claus figure, and he rebels against the corporate machine.
I mean, it's a pretty good fourth act twist if you do that. He comes in, there's lots of Santas lined up.
Oh my God. They're just hanging from meat hooks.
That's the other Treadstone agent, is this other Terminator Santa Claus hunting him down.
Okay, so you do. Okay, so Jeff Bezos, the most evil man in the world.
It's great because it's this robot. This robot's like, this kid puts, because he teams up with this kid, and this kid's like, oh my God, don't you get it? You're Santa Claus. And then he like shows him the pictures from the books and stuff like that.
They were doing a flight test. of their new drone that they're going to launch on Christmas. Because at this point, like, they've got so much money, they're so successful, they need to come up with crazy shit to become even more powerful.
Yeah.
And he's like, Amazon is going to make Santa real. We're going to have drones of the Santa sleighs, essentially, go around the world during Christmas and deliver Amazon packages.
It's like, open up your chimneys. We're going to use optical image recognition to drop packages down actual chimneys.
Which, by the way,
we've trained it on billions of images off Google Earth.
Which, by the way, it's fucking dope. And I hope Amazon does this. Amazon's now open for Christmas, and they deliver packages on Christmas Day with freaking robot Santas. Are you kidding me? Okay. Anyways, like, talk about just like also destroying the Santa costume industry. It's like, hey, dads, no longer do you need to dress up as Santa. A freaking robot Santa's going to come.
And by the way,
Bezos
is probably smart enough to be like, and by the way, if you don't have a chimney, you can print out this QR code so that these things will be able to drop.
I feel like what we're pitching is like William Gibson's Santa Mancer.
Yeah. Okay. So anyways, they're testing.
I'm on board for all of
Santa
this.
Santa Punk.
So this is their test.
Santa Punk.
This test falls. It hits whatever. It crash lands in the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get it back. One, they don't want I don't know, who even competes with Amazon?
You know what you do
Apple
is...
Apple or the Russians to find it.
His is the one that went over the North Pole,
uh-huh.
And the real Santa Claus saw it and decided to sprinkle it with a little bit of Christmas magic.
Okay. So the real Santa...
Santa Claus was like, Bezos, you fucking tool, I read your book, you magnificent bastard. Let's see how you like this cock and this machine. The fly in the ointment.
Okay, so...
Yeah, it's like, and they think it's like the Aurora fucked with its systems or something, but it's actual magic.
Well, you
from
do he meets
Santa
the
Claus.
Robot meets real Santa Claus at the end.
Oh, of course.
Well, you would
course,
do that, Jeff Bezos. At the end, this was his test, and he's already launched it, so everybody's ordered. All the world has already ordered their Christmas presents. And this Santa Claus had a fatal flaw, and it's too dangerous so Christmas is ruined. All these robotic Santas are stuck at their launch pads, and Amazon's killed Christmas, and the real Santa's gonna come at the
Holy
end
shit.
And save Christmas for Jeff Bezos and put the sprinkle the mat. No, he's just gonna do it himself. Santa's like,
yeah, Santa's like rolling up his sleeves and ready to go.
Yeah,
again.
Santa and all of his elves show up at the Amazon packing.
Or well,
plant.
No, but you want to make it the main character. Character that Who? Does it, not like real Santa Claus shouldn't show up and just do the climax of
oh,
the dang movie.
Yeah. That's true. So yeah,
it's like he's like
robot
no,
Santa.
Yeah,
fixes
sorry,
it.
In my head. What if it was this? What if it was to get into more William Gibson territory? If when he flies over
Project
the North
Project S
Pole,
dot A dot N dot T dot
when,
A.
When Robo Santa flies over the North Pole, like Santa comes out and sprinkles him with magic, but Santa's like old. Like Santa's like. Old and decrepit. And so the end is like, we must merge our consciousnesses. And Robo Santa takes on old Santa's like powers and they merge into a single
real
Santa.
Real Santa, it'd be real Santa uploads his consciousness to
robot
Santa.
The robot Santa.
He's slowly going to die.
No, that's too dark. That's too dark.
It's too neuromancer.
What I was going to say is the other stupid thing would be, it's like, how are we going to fix this? And the robot Santa comes to Jeff Bezos. He's like, don't worry, I got this. And he pulls up his computer. He's like, how can you do anything? And they just do a montage around the world and everybody just gets money in their bank accounts. The Christmas is safe. Everybody just gets gift cards and money because that's all anybody wanted anyways. He's like, we just cut out the middleman.
Like, but Santa, you know that you can't just like, you're right. I can't actually deliver to everyone around the world in a single night. It's physically impossible. But with your internet, we'll be able to give them cash.
He gives everybody bitcoins. and thus crashing
who
the market.
Can help us crash boom Satoshi Kon, what are you doing here?
Okay let's get back on track for a second. Man, it's only been 23 minutes
by the way. That's it's not Satoshi Kon. It's
no, that's the guy, that's the director of fucking
it's the director of like of a bunch of
Paprika
anime.
What's his name? It's Satoshi something, isn't it?
It's Satoshi Bitcoin.
Satoshi Nakamoto. Sorry, Satoshi Kon. I love your movies. I'm neutral on Bitcoin. Satoshi Nakamoto. I don't understand it. Okay.
Oh boy. We'll have fun with your Twitter in the next week, Will. <Yep. laughs>
Everyone, please explain Bitcoin to me on Twitter. Okay. All right, that's all good lore. Okay, all right, that's enough for me to dive in and we can start working on the meat.
Yeah, we got 35 minutes remaining.
Okay.
So just to clarify, what we're saying is that this robot Santa is a test for Amazon's new ultimate Christmas delivery system, where you can order, they will deliver packages on Christmas Day, which is never, like, no post office, nobody's ever done that before. Mm-hmm. And of course, they can't do that with people because people don't work on Christmas Day, so they're doing it with
robot midnight Christmas Eve, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, Christmas Eve, yeah, however you want it. If you want Santa to come in the morning and deliver them to your kids in hands, or you want to drop down chimneys,
system. Like, we're making the magic of our child that, like, real, yeah. Like, I can finally do it.
He's mad. He's gone mad with power. He thought, can we? But he didn't think, should we? I get it. Just Jeff Bezos' story here.
You're selling
it, John. He's making Christmas real. Their test pilot, one of the test robots, flew over the North Pole, and Santa sprinkled him with magic dust.
I think you can put it a little vague, because it's like he flies through the Aurora Borealis, and it's like, yeah, but it's like something he gets, it's the Christmas spirit, like, infects his programming, right?
Sir, the GPS went haywire. We don't know what it is. Like, fix it!
So he crashes into the ocean and crawls up on shore without his shoes and leaves footprints in the sand. And all he has is his identification, which is his serial number or whatever it is. And it's the return. It's like, this is like AI. It's like straight up, he has this, like, just like Bourne, where he's got just the, it's like a code for a lockbox or whatever.
Yeah,
he's got an identification. That's the only hint of where he came from.
It's the serial number of the package. That's how he meets the boy.
If he was going to deliver something.
Okay. It was a test delivery.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, so then, okay, so the first, like, thing they're looking for is whatever this, where he's supposed to go. It's not like he lands and finds the first person who finds him.
What was your dice thing?
It's a credit card.
I think he thinks he's human at the beginning of this thing.
Absolutely.
I think that does
the audience.
So does the audience. And I think what you do, by the way, your twist is that all these Santa robots start coming after him. And he's like, what the fuck?
Ooh,
and then basically the audience is like, oh shit, it's fucking Jeff Bezos' Santa army. Like, Jeff Bezos is scheming to do this thing and he wants to stop the real Santa Claus. He must have took out the real Santa Claus so he could take over the business. That's what the audience is going to think.
Right.
And then he comes, and then you do basically the scene where Rucker Hauer meets Tyrell, and he's like, oh, my prodigal son, you have returned to me. And then he just, because it's all about that crazy moment where, like, this is going to give kids nightmares for years, but where, like, he pinches his ruddy red cheeks, and then, like, his whole face, like, pops open and reveals this, like, cyber skeleton underneath.
Okay, so to clarify, are we playing that the audience and
him? Void comp? A Santa void comp?
A Santa VK?
It's like, there's a
little boy is pulling his sister's pigtails on Christmas Day. You've already given him his present. What do you do?
There's a batch of warm cookies by the fire, Santa. The glass is already half drunk. What do you mean I don't drink the milk? What do you mean I don't drink the milk, Doc?
Okay. So I need clarification here.
If there's one thing that Will and I love ripping on,
it's Voight-Comp
tests.
Are we playing that the audience knows about the Santa army at the beginning?
No, they don't. But
okay,
I think
so
that,
I couldn't,
that
so,
but they could hip to that and figure it out. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, that's your mystery that they're uncut. Because, again, I like the idea that Bezos needs to hunt this guy down. Who better to do that than all these Santa robots? And then
that's what I'm getting at. I feel like the moment you unveil multiple Santa robots, the audience knows our Santa is a robot.
You think so?
Pretty much. If you do that, you're following this Santa character and he falls and then he has amnesia and he's trying to figure out who he is, and then Jeff Bezos is like, unleash all the Santa robots to find this guy. You're going to be like, the twist is going. I feel like you want to reveal that he's a robot when you reveal there's, like, as in there's other things you could do. Like, even if it's just like chasing down, it's tough. Like, I feel like you can't play that as the twist.
Well, I guess if you did it, like, here, I'll put it this way. I think you can play it as it's. What you need to misdirect people towards, magic, is you need to have it be that you think that he's, right? You need to have people think that he's real Santa who has amnesia. So it could be just like an army of like Amazon elves or something, right? Like, if it's not just literal actual clones of him.
Yeah, I just feel like Santa's so iconic that once you see another Santa and there's multiple Santas.
Oh, yeah,
like
you immediately assume that they're clone robots. Yeah, obviously, Matt.
If you saw multiple Santas,
if you do
in?
See that they are robots,
if they're the
like
exact
if he,
same,
yeah,
no,
but
so you actually see them, they're robots. Yes,
yes, that's all I'm saying.
But what about men dressed in Santa suits?
Oh, that's fine. But yeah, I'm saying that once you reveal the idea that they're robot Santas, you're going to have to think pretty hard. I just feel like that's the moment the movie has to begin the question of
is this robot?
Like, he would have to ask it. He'd be like, "Am I a robot?" The kid would be like, "Hey, are you robot Santa too?" That's all I'm saying. Okay,
you know what you call this movie? Sleigh Runner.
Sleigh Runner.
Okay. All right.
Is it? I'll just ask one more. I'll just bring this really quick.
Naughty or nice, everybody runs.
Is it bad? Well, that tagline's so good. The answer to my question is now absolutely not, because I was going to ask, is it better that this is Robot Santa and not real Santa attacked by Robot Santas?
I like that it's real Santa. It's a robot. It's a better twist. Because, again, if you don't, like, it's just like, let's spin into all of the problematic elements of the Santa Claus mythos that we discussed when we talked about the meaning of Christmas. Like, let Jeff Bezos embody them and then let this guy rebel against them. But it doesn't really, it kind of all goes out the window if there is a real Santa Claus.
Well, okay. Well, there is a real Santa Claus, you're saying.
No.
Oh, there's no real Santa? I thought he was.
I think you leave it. It's like one of those, like, it could be, it couldn't be, like, you know, like the magic is in the belief type thing.
I haven't even seen the new Blade Runner, but I was going to say he goes and he meets the real Santa. Like, he finds him, real Santa's decrepit and has given up Santa a long time. It's actually just this. This movie's not for kids. He goes up, and real Santa's just this decrepit old man, and he's just running this plantation, and elves just make shit for him because the world doesn't need him anymore because everybody buys their shit anyways. And this robot Santa's going to
He's just making
Santa
wooden
back.
Toys. Keep making them.
I think you're going to, to your point, if you're going to go full in on the twist, I don't think you can do a movie that's all robot Santas and not address real Santa.
Sure, I just, like, I would. That feels like a private Christmas miracle for our robot to see, not like that Santa Claus shows up and the whole world sees him running around.
Sure,
on
sure.
Sled at the end.
No, but yeah, but if it's a miracle for our robot, then the audience needs to see the miracle. So we need to address real Santa.
And real quick, sorry, just J.K. Simmons is Jeff Bezos. We know.
It's also, if you're going to do a movie about Christmas and the Christmas spirit, him becoming real Santa, I don't think it's a thing where it's like Jeff Bezos makes robot Santas, and then in doing so, he accidentally creates a real Santa because it's inspired by the Christmas spirit and there was no real Santa beforehand. Or, again, it's like that real Santa.
I think you need a real Santa in there somewhere.
All right, well, let's...
Regardless.
Okay, where are we? What do we need to do? Where are we at with this thing?
Half an hour, by the way.
Okay.
I mean, where we're at right now, if it's all robot Santas, is that Jeff Bezos is making this delivery system, his beta. They're doing one little final run before the big day.
Mm-hmm.
And this Santa flies into the, say the word so I don't have to pronounce it and embarrass myself.
Aurora Borealis.
Cool. Just edit that in like I said it, but sound like Will.
I'll say it like Matt. Aurora Borealis.
Thank you. Edit that in. And then it crashes. And he appears on the shore.
Like Finnish Lapland or something.
This is
like
all, Greenland. But this is all before the movie starts.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. This is played in black and white flashback that you see.
I mean, this is absolutely played during the title sequence. The title sequence.
No, but you don't want to let the cat out of the bag that he's a robot in the title sequence.
No, you don't see his robot.
You see Santa's sleigh go down.
Yeah, you see Santa flying through the air, and then it crashes, and then a kid is running across the shore. He just caught a fish early in the morning. He's going to go tell his parents, and then he sees a dead body, what he thinks is a dead body, washed
up. Naked, fat man on the shore.
He runs up and rolls him over, and holy shit, it's Santa Claus. And then the title slams on the screen.
Sleigh Runner. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So let's talk. Well, we can put the Bezos stuff in the background for a second. I want to focus on Santa and this kid.
Yes.
Yeah. Who is this kid? Where is our story set? Because I'm also like, I could definitely see like a Terminator 2 vibe with Arnold and the kid in that one, right? Where it's like Santa Claus is his badass friend now, right? I'm also like, how explicit, when do we want to, because again, I'm like, in terms of the flashback and stuff, when do we want to find out that this guy is Santa Claus? Or when do we want to find out when he finds out? And I know the audience is kind of already know going in because of all the trailers and promotional material that have hyped this movie up, but...
Let's think about the kid, because I think this is actually the answer, because I think there's a lot of movie to be had with this kid finds this naked old man and doesn't want to tell his parents about him, and he's bringing him food at night. And then it's like, and this kid slowly is suspicious of who he is. And then once he realizes he thinks he's Santa, this kid takes it on himself to be like, I got to save Christmas. Like, Santa's got to get back to the North Pole, right? And it's like, that's a story. It's like, so who's this kid that cares this much? Who's this kid that would be interesting for him to be like, it's up to me to bring Santa back to the North Pole?
I definitely feel like it's a kid whose parents just told him he's on the naughty list, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because then he finds Santa Claus, and he's like, oh, my God, if I save Santa Claus and save Christmas,
that's my ticket to the top.
I'm getting that Schwinn bicycle for sure. Like, I'm getting a Nintendo Switch with all the games.
I'm totally jumping ahead, but it's absolutely this kid convinces him, and you would do that there in Greenland, and they straight up go to the North Pole. And they and he and the and it's like that moment, it's like the meeting the goddess where it's like he's just like the Santa's like, what did you expect? Some sort of like, you know, candy cane like cone? What are we gonna do here? We're just gonna freeze to death. And then a big spotlight comes and a helicopter comes down, Jeff Bezos stands out because he's like, welcome home. And they take him to the Amazon headquarters. Mm-hmm. So that's like your fourth actor, your third actor. It's like they get there and then the kid's gonna realize like this is not real Santa.
So he's gotta get to the North Pole.
Yes. This
okay. kid's gotta so get, that means it should be set. Like, because again, the Bourne globe-trotting sort of nature of the Bourne movies is what's fun about them. It needs to not be set in Greenland. It needs to be set like it's
Rio de Janeiro.
Yeah, like, yeah, Rio.
It's
like
a kid in the slums and the favelas.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
So, yeah, so, right, so they need to, like, just, like, sneaking Santa through security. Like, so many good hijinks.
Yeah, no, and yes, he needs to get a fake ID. Like you're
there we go. It's a fake ID.
Fake ID, and then get on the airplane.
The first sequence is him like dealing with like the drug cartels and getting a fake passport for Santa.
And the fun of it is also again because it's a robot, which will be even funnier when you watch it a second time, which you will, because it's going to be a Christmas
classic. It's multiple times.
Whether or not he's got amnesia or he's a robot, you also get that fun like Thor fish out of water element where this guy doesn't know how to do anything. He doesn't know how IDs work. He doesn't know what airplanes are. Like this kid's got to like essentially this like naive kid becomes like the world right like the well traveled like smart guy who suddenly is the parent to this old man.
Okay.
It was a fun dynamic.
Yes. Let's talk about, I like all that. I think that's great. And yeah, I think that's all tracking for me. Santa, from the beginning. Like again, like Bourne has that serial number, right? And he's trying to figure out who he is. Like that is his motivation. It's very compelling. Yes. Like what are we doing with regards to that? Right?
Sure.
Like, because obviously this is different because it's like Bourne doesn't find out the nature of who he is until almost the very end of the film. Like, he goes deeper and deeper and deeper. He's going to find out pretty quick that he's Santa Claus, or that's what he's going to be convinced of.
Yeah, this kid's going to tell him.
And then he's going to be like, I need to go save Christmas, right? Like, that's going to light a bell for him, so to speak.
But it's December 22nd. Santa, what are you doing down here?
So, So yeah, I'm just trying to get a handle on him. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like, you know, like the intrigue of all this stuff, right? And again, like and then again, how that is going to intersect with Bezocorp or whatever? Like are they trying to stop him from getting to the North Pole? They're trying to retrieve their asset.
They're trying to retrieve their asset.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. Which again, what I like about it, you don't have to really play like again him. It's like they get to the North Pole and they knew that's all he can also do. That's part of his programming is to return home or whatever. It doesn't matter. Jeff Bezos shows up once they get there.
Yeah.
But yes, you could do. Yeah, it's tough because like with Bourne, it's essentially the amnesia is a blank slate, meaning that he's kind of like a blank slate of humanity. So they go into stuff like he. You know, meets these kids and he's like affectionate towards the kids and he wants to defend people and all this other stuff. And that's like contradictory to his training, which is violent. And it concerns him. And it's like an existential crisis of like, who am I if I'm this really bad person? I feel all these bad things, but I want to be a good person.
Yeah.
This is a little tougher because it's like you have this blank slate and then his programming literally and the kid are both like, you're this really good person. You're Santa Claus. So, like, I feel like you're playing a lot of that comedically, which is why I'm not saying we need to figure out Santa, but like, I feel like most of the emotional and character work is going to be on, it's going to have to be on the kid. Like, the fun of it is going to be this guy who's like forced.
Yeah.
It's tough. It's like,
what does an amnesiac Santa look like?
Because if it was a real person, it would be about like, mental illness, or it'd be about, like, you know, lying to yourself to, but then ultimately, if lying to yourself makes you a better person, is that, you know, then you're becoming a better person, so it's okay. So who cares if you're lying to yourself? Like, you could do stuff like that, but this is, which is kind of what you're doing here. But it is essentially like, but like, what is, there's nothing in his programming that would make him fight against the idea of being Santa, right? So it's like, this kid's like, you're Santa, and then he would see stuff on an airplane and be like, hey, that, like, I don't know, he'd just be nice to people. So I'm just trying to think of what is the conflict there. Outside that, he doesn't know anything, and this kid has to take care of him.
Yes, what is the deeper, what is the wrestling in his...
It's tough, because if he was a, if you knew he was a robot, then all of a sudden, oh, but, I mean, how is he going to get on the airplane? He's pure metal. He's going to go through the metal detector.
Well, but he doesn't... Like, beep, beep. But they would need to sneak it. One, plastic alloys, it's fucking Amazon. Two...
Well, just don't get rid of the conflict right away.
No, I'm just saying, but you could contrive of something where it's like, you can't be, we don't have a seat for you. Like, you need to go into the luggage, and they got to, like, sneak him in a big old box.
Yeah, which
with air holes in it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which, like, he wouldn't need it if he knew he was a robot.
I do not require air holes.
Is that how he talks? He just talks like a robot the whole time. Amazon did a really good job. They did all this incredible stuff, but still
this
sounds like Alexa.
This is 1950s robot, yeah.
What if you do that? All right, what if you steer into that? We make it that the twist isn't that he finds out he's a robot. Mm-hmm. You do that he's a robot, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like the Santanator, mm-hmm, or whatever. And you do that his programming, he thinks he works for Santa Claus.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but he actually works for evil Jeff Bezos.
Okay.
And so he's like, all the robots are programmed to believe in Santa Claus. So, like, he goes to the North Pole, like, to go, mm-hmm, reconnoiter with Santa or what? I don't know. That's not
okay.
Good.
Here's one thought.
It's, yeah, a memory wipe. Bezos wipes
memory. No. I mean, this is incredible technology Jeff Bezos has come up with.
Mm-hmm.
How did he possibly get this AI? A man so arrogant, so flying so close to the sun as Jeff Bezos.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe just bear with me. All the robots have the AI, have the consciousness of Jeff Bezos. So just bear with me. So that way you could do, they have a very specific plan, like on Christmas Day, but this is not what this was designed for.
Mm-hmm.
So all the elements of Jeff Bezos's greed and smarminess or whatever you want to do are in this robot.
Mm-hmm.
That way you can at least play him. Like, this kid's like, you can't be, like, you're not Santa. But then this AI version of Jeff Bezos learns from this kid and becomes the best version of Jeff Bezos at the end. And Jeff Bezos realizes this when he's like, I didn't train you to be this way. Mm-hmm. I didn't program you to be like this. And he's like, to be like what? And then he's like, to be such a good person.
Love.
Yeah, to love, essentially. So this is like, so all this, so he essentially did, this is a story of Jeff Bezos seeing the best possible version of himself by proxy with this relationship with this kid.
Okay, I like that a lot.
I mean, it's pretty bonkers, but we're gonna call this Sleigh Runner. Some way, at least you could be like, he's sitting there, like, they're on the airplane, and like the lady with the cart goes by, and she turns around to get somebody a drink, and then the kid turns and he sees the robot just grab a bunch of shit. He's like, "You can't do." He's like, "Why not? It's mine." He's like,
"I paid for this seat, didn't I?"
So you also have this, like, selfish shit streak, because this kid's like, this guy cannot be Santa Claus.
Okay, so no, because he's like, Santa Claus got his bell rung so hard that he's forgotten what it means to be Santa. Like,
yeah,
he is just this,
I deserve,
like,
it, I'm Santa. This,
yeah, like, I, like, if it's my, if I need to get back to the North Pole, then the ends justify the means, and
yes,
I need to do whatever,
exactly,
is necessary.
So the, so if you,
so he's this ass-kicking Terminator, and the kid's got to, it's like, it's, yeah, like in Terminator, where he's like, whoa,
yeah,
Santa, no, you can't do it like that. Yeah.
Yeah, so then the flaw is also just the flaw of Jeff Bezos' plan, which every great scientist or, you know, Frankenstein character needs,
yeah,
a flaw. It's like he didn't realize his own flaw in his own humanity,
yeah,
that would be exposed if these robots ever lasted more than the 12 hours they were going to go deliver presents or whatnot.
Yeah.
So the,
you definitely, okay, do. They all have a 12-hour shelf life, and they're all going to explode.
Yeah.
They're all going to deactivate.
Oh, that's
and
what the first thing.
Disassemble into nano goo.
Well, what I like about that is that can be one of the first. That way you can actually hang on to not thinking he's a robot,
mm-hmm,
if you wanted to. Those tough. It's like such a robot. It's such a, but you could do, yeah, it is alloys and whatnot, because it is, it feels like that's more fun if the kid is constantly doubting whether this or not this guy could be Santa. If it's like this amnesia dude who's kind of a dick as time goes on.
So is the only thing this guy knows about himself that he's Santa Claus? Like, what do you do? Like, what's the, Because it's like it also like the because again it's like if you're gonna talk about like that base primal programming right it is more important that he thinks he needs to get to the North Pole to save Christmas than it is that the kid get a Schwinn bike or whatever. I like that those two goals align with
each
other.
What I was gonna say was like you could do and it's really cheesy but it's like you know it's a novelty item this Santa Claus robot essentially is like it could just be he has a driver's license that says Santa Claus near the North Pole because right if you're gonna do these Santas come up to the doorstep and deliver kids presents what more fun than be like, you're not Sam. Like,
oh yeah? What does this North Pole passport say to you?
So it's like, he has this North Pole passport.
Okay, so, all right.
It's part of his prop set.
This is the, okay, so it starts.
An insatiable desire for cookies.
It just starts with this man floating up to the fucking, on the water, right? And then he has this homing beacon embedded in his hand, just like Jason Bourne. It's like, bing, 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 bing. And he's tracking it.
Yeah.
And he tracks it to this bag of presents. He tracks it to a wrecked sled.
Yeah.
And he's like, what the fuck? And he looks and he roots through the sled and there's these presents and then there's also his photo ID that says he's Santa Claus, right?
Oh, and of course.
And he's like, oh my God. And then now he's, so that, and he's like, holy shit, I've got to get to the North Pole, right? Like this is like the.
And of course they have that, of course their programming is deliver your present, go back to the North Pole. Because what's one of the best parts about Amazon or anything is shipping your package. But you can ship Santa. So like you get your present and then your kids can track Santa all the way back to the North Pole. It's so fun. So of course this guy has a beacon to go back to the North Pole. It's like he knows I have to get back there. I have to get back to the North Pole because I've after they complete the present, right? The first thing he's trying to do is deliver this present, maybe.
Let's
just do. I think it's simple. Go to the North Pole.
He's like, I need to get back to the North Pole before for Christmas. I don't know what. And then the kid's like, what were you doing out here before Christmas? Right? Like maybe it's part of the mystery.
Yeah. And he's like, I don't know. I don't remember anything, but clearly I'm Santa. Maybe Santa does test runs. I don't know anymore. I have amnesia. All I know is I'm Santa. I got to get to the North Pole.
Yeah. Mrs. Claus needs to remind me of who I was.
And yes, this kid, of course, his family is not going to believe him that this old man is Santa. Yeah, they're not
who
let
is
this
old man?
This ripped old man.
They're not going to let this kid run off with this stranger away from, where are they from? Chile? Where
feels like the more tropical it is, the funnier this.
Yeah,
gets.
Right. We're talking about it starts in like South America.
It's like Cuba,
communist Cuba.
The end of Argentina. Just like I just also the idea of being as far away from the North.
Yeah, they've
got
to get to it. Then they got to cross the border into the U.S. And then you have like you have. Oh my God. You have fucking like this Donald Trump stand in making his big speech at the border wall that just got built. He's like, no one's getting through this border. And you see Santa Claus and this South American kid sneaking through. And he looks at him and goes, you're getting a lump of coal in your stocking. A little political humor in there for you.
I think we definitely have that. They start. Okay. So, well, this is good technology. So, like, okay, how does Jeff. Sorry, we're jumping all over the place. How's Jeff Bezos? Well, whatever. His tracking device doesn't work. They can't find him right now. Otherwise, they would just show up again.
He got disabled when he got wrecked in the shit.
Yeah, the only way they know for certain he's going to, they hope. Jeff Bezos hopes his son comes back to him, to the North Pole, because that's what he's programmed to do. Okay, this kid. I feel like I get Santa more or less, and I feel like the fun of him being like, I'm supposed to be Santa.
You do one of the things, one of his tools is an Amazon gift card that was one of the presents, right?
Yeah.
And maybe it's a sad thing of like who was lame enough to order an Amazon gift card as their present. But you do, they're able to track him every time he makes a purchase with it. So that's how they're following him from place to place is this is the money they're using to get, I don't know, maybe not.
But you bring up the point that if it's just these kids, obviously like you can get enough without even like.
Can I interrupt just for a sec? You do the kid's present was a Amazon. It was a Visa prepaid gift card, and then it's like his parents don't know him at all, so they just his own mom got him a prepaid Visa card.
Man.
I don't know. Maybe
I was gonna say is this kid? I don't feel like this kid. I feel like Santa was just doing a test run, right? I don't think he was delivering a present. Because otherwise we have to deal with that present. I feel like it's pretty simple.
Oh, it's just the sled that he gets back to. There's no presents in the sled.
Yeah,
easier, right? Yeah, because
also it's like this kid is the kid. Like, why is this kid getting a present from Jeff Bezos?
By the way, just over 10 minutes remaining.
Okay.
We're close.
Cool.
So we'll get to a second about we can just say they have people tracking them if you want, and honestly, you could just straight up be FBI guys or whatever it is.
Oh, this Amazon is tracking them.
Yeah, Amazon's tracking
them. Yeah, of course,
them.
Right? Yeah. Like, why would it not
that's
be Amazon?
I mean by FBI guys,
but
them,
it looks
just like...
But it looks like, you know, like, I just shadowy know, like, government organization.
Yeah, I don't know if
like
you need,
guys
like,
in balaclavas
I mean,
stuff.
Like, reindeers and stuff like that, but if we want to...
I mean, it's
can.
A Christmas movie.
Okay,
yeah,
so sure,
like...
Santa Claus, yeah. So they are dressed up as... Well, I mean, you definitely have the thing where they go to a mall Santa, and then all the elves, like, turn their heads like Terminators at them, and this whole mall Santa display was just a trap. All the mall Santas and
I'm just picturing this trailer moment where yeah. our ripped shirtless Santa, stripped down to his like his red pants, is like facing off in the snow against like 16 robot Santas all around him.
Yeah.
And cracks his knuckles and like whips his candy cane around and yeah. goes to town on them. Like feels like a moment, yeah. right?
Okay, so really quick, I get the Santa and Jeff Bezos' story more or less pretty well. If I were just to really quickly run through it, it is ultimately Jeff Bezos programmed these super sentient, like state-of-the-art robots to make Christmas and Amazon Christmas. Mm-hmm. They have his consciousness, which doesn't matter if all they're doing is quickly delivering presents, but as they live, they end up becoming as selfish and horrible as a man that Jeff Bezos is. So, sorry, Jeff Bezos, I know nothing about you. Other than you're rich, so you're probably evil. But well, really rich. So anyways, so then he crash lands, this new baby, essentially, this new consciousness is like, I'm Santa. This is the first thing he's been told.
Yes.
And because of that faith and believing in Santa, he overcomes his primal instinct, which is to be selfish and horrible, also because of this kid, which we got to get to in a second.
Mm-hmm.
He meets his maker, which is Jeff Bezos. So ultimately, it's really a story about Jeff Bezos. And you do whatever the nice moment
is.
It's like
a Scrooge movie, really.
Yeah, you would set up that Jeff Bezos as a kid he doesn't care about or whatever it is, and then this Santa would do something that Jeff Bezos would never do. And he's like, that's impossible. You're me. And it's like, well, I became different because of the love and the desire to be Santa. Okay, I get it. Like, he becomes – he's Scrooge. He – whatever, Christmas
yeah,
miracle.
Like it's like a Scrooge yeah. Christmas miracle type of thing.
More or less get that story, which is pretty rad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this kid. There's a story of a kid that's going to take this Santa, and he's probably going to also help this awakening of Scrooge McBezos.
Yes.
So what is this kid? What does he want? Why is he leaving this family? Why does he make this Santa a better person?
I feel like he wants that huffy bike, yo.
Yeah.
Like, this is about getting on the good list.
Oh, because Bezos would give him the huffy bike.
Well, no, but he doesn't know.
Temptation.
This kid believes in Santa Claus.
Yes.
Right? This kid full-on believes in Santa Claus. And his parents tell him that they've just printed out a letter. Maybe Jeff Bezos has, like, one of the fucked up things Amazon will do is send you a letter from the North Pole that is a warning to your kid that they're on the naughty list and they need to fucking shape up if they want that Schwinn bike, right? So he's got this letter, and he's like, what the fuck? Like, this is, his parents are like, you're not getting your huffy bike because you're
like
a mean
collection
kid.
Notice.
And then sure enough, he meets Santa Claus because he goes out to the beach and he just happens to be there when Santa Claus reclaims his sled, right? He's like, holy shit, the two of them meet. And he's like, I need you to get me to, I need help getting to the North Pole, right?
I like that. Because
he's got amnesia or whatever.
Yeah. Other and one the question. Kid is thinking like, ooh, like if I can just be on this good
The side. Kid's like, I'm going to get my fucking huffy bike.
Okay, that's probably good. I was going to say, you could do a mean kid. Yeah, I like that. I was just going to throw one option with 8 minutes left. If you do a mean kid, or do you do that that his parents constantly give him a note saying, hey, Santa can't come all the way down here this year because they're poor and sad. And in fact, what you do is like when you meet Santa, he just starts kicking him. He's like, you can't come all the way down here. It's like, I've been wanting a bike all these years. My parents keep giving me the letters saying you can't come down here.
That's good.
And
I like
that. It's
yeah,
like
yeah,
a
yeah.
sad. I mean, it's a little like, I don't know where he goes from there, like a mean kid, I get. But it's also like the Santa is a mean guy, right? It's like.
No. I like that. I like that more than the letter, than the naughty list letter. I like that it's like he's now. And then so Santa Claus, like the first act of compassion is, if you help me get to the North Pole, I'll give you your bike.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The bike you've been pining for years.
Yeah.
And the kid blames Santa for whatever, right?
Yeah.
And then you do, okay. So then it's the handshake moment.
Because that's also
like,
the part of it is the big flaw with Jeff Bezos' Christmas is still only people with money
yes,
are going to be
exactly,
able to order
yeah.
Amazon packages,
right,
where Santa
right,
is about
right.
giving all
about,
kids
yeah,
presents.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. So this kid, what's going to be his low point? Because I feel like this is a kid who...
Finding out that Santa Claus isn't real and it's this fucked up corporate machine
yeah,
and his parents just care
yeah,
poor.
I mean, that's good. That his...
Yeah, I don't know if that's. Shit, I don't know, can you get much lower than that?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's pretty low.
Yeah, no, that's pretty good.
Yeah, and then he just made best buds with Santa Claus, who's a ones and zeros,
dude.
He was just
a corporate machine.
Yeah.
And he's still not going to get his Huffy bike. He would see them. It would be like that moment
for the kid at the end, right?
It would be like that moment, which we've only seen the trailer of, but it's essentially Jeff Bezos is now all the money in the world, where the kid sees a whole line of Huffy bikes getting ready to be shipped out. It's like, can I have one? He's like, yeah, if you can afford it.
Well, I like the idea.
It's on sale right now, kid.
Buy one. It's like, sure, on Prime Day, maybe. I like the idea, by the way, of the kid having, like, right, like if the kid has a moment at the end where it's like maybe they meet some other character and it's like clearly this other character needs the Huffy bike or whatever the object is more. And the kid's like, no, I'm going to give it to this other, you know, I don't know. I'm trying to think.
He gives it to Santa Claus to race to do a sick jump just over the glacier to get to his sled or whatever.
Just in my head, by the way, there's a shot. It's like, oh, it's my bike. And they're at the North Pole and he like gets on the bike and pedals like 3 inches
and
before
it
just
falls
apart. It only falls because it's just the snow he's trying to pedal through. It's okay.
I think May is a shitty Huffy bike and it doesn't.
Because what it would be, okay, yes, because what you'd get is the kid's inherent goodness is going to be the thing, because this robot Santa is going to have an existential crisis when he meets Jeff Bezos. Mm-hmm. And Jeff Bezos is going to be like, get those fucking stupid ideas out of your head. You're my Santa Claus. You're going to deliver these packages like you're supposed to. And he's like, but what about all the kids who didn't order anything? He's like, that's not my fucking concern. Get in line, buddy. And then this kid, they're just going to send him back to, you know, Argentina or wherever. And robot Santa Claus is like, well, I guess this is my life. I guess this is what I was programmed to do. And it's that low point. And then, no, he's going to suddenly break out of his sled and save the kid and, you know, tie up Jeff Bezos in, like Santa Claus style with duct tape and be like, we're delivering presents all around the world or whatever.
Yeah, we're gonna destroy capitalism.
Yeah.
And Jeff Bezos
Snowpiercer.
Like, but the shareholders. And then Robo Santa goes like, fuck your shareholders.
No, he delivers all the shareholders, the presents they always wanted when they were a little kid, like the little like whistle or the little like toy Mattel from 1980s, and
then
they never
and
got,
like,
and they all cry.
They hold that one
For little Willie Campos, a DVD of Star Wars: The Phantom Menace, but it's good for some reason.
And then they look at and all those guys like look at their they look at the present they had. The tear comes out. They look at their other hand, which is their tax returns they're getting, and they're like, I guess I'm gonna get more jobs for people. And they look right at Cam and say, trickle down economics works.
He gets each of the shareholders a mirror. And they just look at themselves and cry.
This is a Christmas movie.
5 minutes remaining.
All right. So, but basically, okay. So, to take a run through it, right? Act one, our mysterious man washes up on the shore after it's sort of like brief, fleeting glimpses of this some sort of aerospace
the credit sequence,
wreck.
The credit
right?
sequence is all satellite imagery and like words coming up.
And he feels so. This buff, old, bearded man washes up onto the shore and he's like, what the fuck is going on? He steals some red long pajamas and he finds this beacon shoved up his ass or whatever. He's got a candy cane on his neck and then he breaks it open and there's a fucking there's a little thing in there and it's a tracking beacon, right? And he's just trying to disorient. Entities trying to get there, and along the way, what we're slowly playing is all of these people helping him out of the goodness of their hearts without expecting anything in return. The homeless man who gave him a jacket, right?
Yeah,
like the and helped him warm up by the fire.
Yeah,
like the he's gonna meet all these people and get Christmas
presents.
You see
them in the montage at the end. Bob style, essentially.
We're hacks. All right, so you do. He finds his sled, right? And he gets there maybe right when he rummages through the shit and he's like, holy shit, I'm Santa Claus, right? Meanwhile, you cut to Amazon HQ, Bezos' office. They're like, we've got a problem. Cut back. All right.
The asset's in the wind.
So then you do this kid, right? And this kid's parents, he's gotten his fifth letter from Santa Claus saying that he can't.
Yeah.
Make it down.
He can't make it down here. It's
okay.
Too far.
So here's what you do. He runs away crying, right? Yeah. He finds the sled and he's like, I'm going to fix up this sled and go to the North Pole and get my bike, right? Yeah. And then you do.
Santa can't come down here.
Santa,
I'll come to him.
Santa shows up there and then the two of them meet, right? And then he's like, holy shit, I'm Santa Claus. You're Santa, like, fuck you. You've never got me. So he's like, I don't have any memory. I don't know what I'm doing out here, blah, blah, blah. The two of them decide to team up to get him to the North Pole. Maybe that means, if you want to keep him more local, like that could mean repairing the.
Yeah.
Repairing the sled.
And what I would do is maybe Santa wants to talk to the authorities and stuff first, but again, maybe you need that thing where they think there's fugitives because Jeff Bezos sends his army of goons down and these mysterious men in black glasses and
they
guns.
They jump him, yeah.
Jump them and they fight them off and they're like, we can't go to the authorities, we can't go to anybody. People want to kill you, Santa, because we don't believe in Christmas anymore.
Oh, you know, no, but his also part of his Robo Prime directive is he has to keep his identity secret.
Yes, because...
He doesn't want that Christmas
corporate
surprise.
Corporate espionage.
He doesn't want
Walmart or whoever else to take this idea.
Yeah. So then you have the
I like that's an old man's paranoid, too. Yeah, he can't be seen by anybody.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. So Bezos is sending ninjas after him. Him and the kid go on this wacky adventure to fix the sled so they can get to the North Pole. Yes. That's essentially your third act.
Yeah, I would say and you get that dramatic thing. They are flying the sled. It's this magical moment. Maybe they get shot down because I think they should literally walk through the ice. Like they walk to the North Pole. It's this moment. Oh, they're not going to make it. He's like, I believe
as they're going over
Christmas.
Alaska, NORAD takes them out. Yeah. Like it's an alien UFO
they make this
on there.
Impossible walk to the North Pole with the help of, you know, Eskimos.
But you do essentially, your arc for Santa Claus is that it's an arc about being human and being compassionate,
yeah.
Right? Like, what is the point of even getting to the North Pole for Christmas if you're going to betray the Christmas spirit?
Yeah.
Right? So they meet all the local people. And again, I like it being about this favela that the kid lives in. Like, again, they're like, his uncle runs this car repair shop, right? And they're going to go to him at first they're going to steal the parts, right? But then they get caught. And then, like, the uncle decides to help them, right?
Yes.
Like, then you do, like, kind of stuff like that. You do, like, you know, Santa Claus bringing this sort of secret mission, you know, bringing good cheer. And, like, you know, like you do the night before. You're sort of meeting with the goddess moment is the night before they go on the adventure. There's, like, a sort of, like, small Christmas celebration with these people who have nothing, right? But their love for each other. And that's the true meaning of Christmas.
Yes. And so we have 1 second just to give the final thing. What the Ultimate Kid is about is the kid kept writing letters to Santa even though he never got a bike. And he kept being a good person every year, even though he never got the bike. Because it wasn't about getting the bike, it was about believing and being a good person and being about Santa. And at the end, when Jeff Bezos was like, I'm shipping you back, like, I don't give a shit, you're not getting your Huffy. And he's like, whatever, I believe Santa's going to make Christmas real. He's like, kid, there's only one thing you should believe in. He holds up a bunch of money. He goes, believe in this. He chucks some money at him, and the kid looks at him. He doesn't pick it up.
Yeah.
And he goes, I still believe in Santa. And he walks away, and the robot sees that, and the robot thinks about during the night, and then he saves the kid and then saves Christmas.
Well, you do the robots. No, the robots doesn't. They don't let the robot go for a nap. He's going to go get deactivated.
Yeah.
Right? But you do, like, during his mind wipe, like, his Christmas spirit infects the entire
system.
Oh, my
God. Yes.
And then all the Santas rises one and take the presents and fly out on Christmas night, and Jeff Bezos is trying to stop them in an F-18 Super Hornet.
Yes.
Like, he's just zipping around, like, getting into like, there's all these, like, evil drones that are trying to. So you have, like, a Santa's versus drones fight.
Bezos and his drones in a
and
jet.
And then Santa delivers Bezos.
And then you do, and then
Rosebud, essentially.
The kid is this. No, it's not. The kid is an aviation geek, right? So, like, he's always wanted, like, a remote control plane or whatever.
Yeah.
And, like, it's all these kids. It's like Tombo and Kiki's Delivery Service. There's, like, a little aviation club. Those are the kids in the favela that team up to help him get the sled to fly. So they all, when there's this pitched battle in the sky going on, he's like, we got to save Santa, right? And they all get together with their fucking remote control airplanes with little darts.
Take down
and
drones.
They go down there, and they're the ones that take down Jeff Bezos, and he, like, hits a jacked and, like, then he flies into, like, he goes down a chimney himself, and then there's, like, this, like Randy, like, cougar who lives in the favela, and, like, she's there, and then he's like, ooh, I don't know.
Okay. But anyway, everybody knows the meaning of Christmas. That's pretty good.
I think that's the movie.
That's
Sleigh Runner.
Sleigh Runner.
That's very good. All right.
We're gonna take a quick break here. And when we come back, we're heading up to the North Pole, baby. We gotta get your coats, boys, because it's gonna be cold. We gotta pitch this bad boy to Mr. Claus himself.
Hey, readers.
All of you bookworms,
comic geeks,
library junkies,
literary fiction lovers,
bibliophiles,
and nerds.
Want to get more out of your reading life?
Listen to Reading Glasses.
I'm Bria Grant.
And I'm Mallory O'Mara.
We want to help you read better.
Join us every Thursday on Maximum Fun's new podcast while we talk about book culture and solve your reader problems.
Reading Glasses will teach you how to vanquish your to-be-read pile,
connect with other readers,
and get more reading into your busy day.
No matter what you read or how you read it,
We'll help you do it better.
That's cute.
Okay, guys, welcome back to Story Break. We're up here in the North Pole. It took a while. The guides, it was a few weeks' journey, but I think we found the entrance to Santa's workshop here. I'm about to knock on the door and do the elevator pitch.
Quick question.
Where we've randomly picked me to go and pitch the movie that we broke over the course of last time. Yeah, what's up, Matt?
If you're pitching it, why the fuck are me and Will here?
I don't know what you guys are doing here.
Gus, we're at the North Pole. Oh, do you want to get on the naughty list?
Okay, knock on the door.
Ho, ho, ho! If it isn't my three favorite story boys! Come on in, fellas, the fire's roaring! Oh. Let's all hop onto my magical escalator! Jolly old St. Nick has a general meeting with David S. Goyer in 20 minutes. So this better be good, boys, because I've got lots of plans for a Santa movie franchise.
Okay, so Santa, hi, how's it going? Freddie Wong, probably mediocre list this year. So what
Freddie,
is
you've been very good this year.
What is the biggest competition for you? And what's the problem with the world today is that nobody believes in Christmas anymore, and that Amazon is coming around and changing what people think of. Every day is Christmas for people because they're ordering things all the time. So this is the story. Jeff Bezos, in his lust for power, has created a clone of himself and has put his AI into robo-Santas who are going to fly around the world and deliver on Amazon's promise to make Christmas real and commercial sort of capitalist Christmas vision real by actually having Santa drones going around the world. One
Freddy,
of these drones,
I'm confused. Is this a movie about me or Jeff Bezos, my mortal enemy?
It's a movie about your mortal enemy discovering his humanity again.
Okay. Sounds cheeky, but keep going.
So one of these robo-Santas crashes into South America. Something goes wrong. It's a glitch. Maybe we imply that, you know, the Christmas spirit fucks with the tracking system. Sorry. F's with the tracking system.
That Schwinn bicycle might be going to your brother, Jimmy Wong, this year.
A kid... Oh, God, I can't fucking... A kid... One of the kids in the favela discovers this robo-Santa who's lost his memory. And now teams, and this kid's always believed in Christmas, even though his parents have written him letters saying that Santa can't come down every year. It doesn't change him. He always wants to be a good kid. So he helps out Robo Santa rebuild his sleigh and go back, discover who he is, and in the process confront Jeff Bezos and show him the meaning of Christmas. God, I'm not good at this.
Freddy, the most important thing about Christmas is to believe in yourself. As my gift to you, I'm going to give you some Santa's pitch pointers. Maybe next time when you pitch me a Christmas movie, start with, like, it's blank meets blank. Like, it's Jason Bourne meets the Santa Claus. Just so I get a general idea of the concept before you deep dive into details of the plot. I think that would have helped you out here. Regardless, it sounds like a pretty fun movie. I'm going to take my general with David S. Goyer now.
I do love that entire time Santa Claus, Will, is shaking his belly.
Nobody can see this. Will has both of his hands on both sides of his belly and just constantly oscillating them.
Who's
up and down.
Who's this Will you speak of? I am Santa Claus, jiggling my belly like a bowl full of jelly. Well, everyone,
oh my God.
That's Story Break this week.
Santa, do you have any reviews that you wanted to look at or call out?
Mad shout outs to all our fans on Twitter and iTunes. The greatest gift of all is a 5-star review on iTunes.
I wanted to say really quick, we had some really good Jurassic World posters. We had Sean Allen had a really fun one. Albino penguin again with the really kind of going with the cruise theme with the Hawaiian shirts.
Hey guys, did I miss Santa Claus?
Yeah, he just
took his general. What a bummer.
Where did you go?
I was, you know, we
all went down an escalator.
I passed out in the freezing cold and none of you helped me.
That's cool for sure.
I did want to say I did really, really love all the Jurassic Park story fan art this week. So absolutely great job on that, everybody. Do we have anything else, Fredo?
I think that's
that's basically it. Once again, by the way, we didn't really cover it this time, but again, we always are looking for names. So go ahead and tweet your names at us at RJ Story Break.
I think that's gonna be an ongoing thing. Is we're gonna keep asking for names and never use them. Sorry, everybody.
Well, I mean, listen, we're building up a library so that we have something to draw.
Really quick, at Burkitts gave us the term the name Jurassic World Treacherous Waters, which is good.
Pretty good.
Not as good as Jaws-rassic, but, you know, hey, not everybody can nail it on their first try like Will there.
Anyway,
It's Christmas week-ish, I guess. It's coming out a little bit before, but for everybody listening.
Wait, are we allowed to say Christmas again? I was going to say happy holidays to all you listeners out there.
Bazinga, Drumpf, Kofifi, Matt Arnold.
As in those things. Happy holidays, everybody.
Holidays, Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, all of the
Ramadan.
All the various end-of-year celebrations. We hope you are having a good one with you and yours.
I guess candlelights. We should probably throw that out now that we're on the Maximum
That's
Fun
true.
Network.
That's true. In any case, have a good time with your folks.
Wait, is it candle lights or candle nights?
Oh, boy. Oh, my God, Matt. Oh,
shit,
we're so
We'll see you all next week.
Cool.
We'll
see you all next week. You idiot.
Oh, my God.
See you next week, everybody.
Hey guys, this is Adam Conover. You may know me from my True TV show, Adam Ruins Everything. Well, guess what? Now we're doing a podcast version right here on Maximum Fun. What we do is we take all the interesting, fascinating experts that we talk to for just a couple minutes on the show, and we sit with them for an entire podcast, really going deep and getting into the fascinating details of their work. Find Adam Ruins Everything wherever you get your podcasts.